fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, we follow the advice of the late Harry Carey, who said you can't be fun at the old ballpark. Our subject today is baseball, America's pastime, the game of summer, and a connection to a kinder, gentler time in our collective history. Today's topic is baseball the way it was meant to be played, for the fun of the game and not for multi-million dollar salaries and TV contracts. And we're fortunate enough in North Central Wisconsin to be able to experience just that because of the Northwoods League. This is collegiate baseball that every year draws in big crowds to Athletic Park in Wausau and Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. And our guest today here in our studio, Mark McDonald, the owner and president of the Wisconsin Woodchucks, who recently announced an ambitious renovation plan for Athletic Park. Also, Liz Kern, general manager of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, who will talk about some changes and improvements for that team as they begin their fourth season in Witter Field. Now, we want to hear from you as well. If you go to the ball games in Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids, what do you think of the Northwoods League? And what do you think of baseball in general? Do you like it better or maybe not as much as football? Do you like home runs or do you like pitching duels? When you were young, did the game help you bond with your dad and your neighborhood friends? And are you excited about major league teams, say the Milwaukee Brewers? Give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. We would love to hear from you and love to have you join the conversation. Our lines are wide open right now. Liz Kern, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Mark McDonald, thank you for heading here. I know both of you are busy. We've got opening day, what, Thursday of next week?
Wednesday, actually.
Wednesday of next week.
Yep.
And that's in both Witter Field and Athletic Park. You both have home games.
That's correct.
Yeah. Mark, what made you want to own a baseball team in Wausau, Wisconsin?
That's actually a very good question. I've asked myself that several times. I'm from La Crosse. I grew up in this area. So I think a large part of it was getting back to Wisconsin. I graduated from UW La Crosse in 1981 and went off to California in search of fame and fortune. And so I spent 30 years out there, but always have had my roots here, and my heart's always been here. So coming back to Wisconsin was sort of a natural thing. Baseball has always been a love of mine. I grew up actually on a resort, mowing grass on a lawnmower, listening to Bob Uecker call baseball games. And, that's kind of where I fell in love with the game. Both of my boys played baseball. My daughters did too, but they gave it up quickly. But both of my boys played baseball, and, it's sort of a love that all of us have.
Is this your first foray into team ownership?
Oh yeah, yes it is. Yes it is. I've been in the investment business for 30 years and a portfolio manager for a large mutual fund company.
Well, Liz Kern, Mark's girls played baseball. They were into the sport. They gave it up rather quickly, but apparently you did not.
I played softball for almost my entire life into college, and have always been a big baseball fan. My grandfather took me to Cowling Stadium for my first Brewers game, and I kind of got hooked there, and continued on to enjoy it. And when I had the opportunity to make it a career, I jumped at it.
What do you like about the Northwoods League, Liz?
I love the fact that these players are coming out and they're playing because they love the game. They play because they want to get to the next level. They're really doing it because they care about it. It shows a lot of their passion. And on the working side of it, I enjoy the fact that every day is a little different. You never quite know what's going to come up in the Northwoods League. It may be some roster changes. It may be finding new host families, maybe hanging banners or, getting to talk on the radio. So it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of different things that we get to be involved in, and I enjoy that aspect of it.
Well, that's a lot like the news business. You never know what's going to happen, what's going to come your way one day after another. Mark McDonald, the same question to you. What do you like about the Northwoods League?
I like the fact that our players are student athletes, that they're actually creating an opportunity, a couple opportunities in their life, maybe a baseball opportunity. But we know how fleeting that can be, and how the odds are stacked against any of these young men actually ever making it into the major leagues and making a living at this business. So they have the academic part of it that's kind of there, and I think it's a really good model for the development of Major League Baseball players, because it gives the players a chance to have other opportunities too. And I think the other thing really that it's I enjoy is the whole community aspect, the way the communities have sort of, you know, embrace these teams, and they take them in, and the players live with families in town, and they become sort of superstars, you know, sort of the big fish in a small pond, if you want to say it that way. And the way they fall, the players kind of fall in love with the towns too.
Tell us a little bit about the Woodchucks, the history of this team. How long have they been playing in Wausau?
The Woodchucks are actually were one of the original four teams that started in the Northwoods League, and this will be our 20th anniversary. So we were one of the oldest teams in the league. It was originally owned by the Northwoods League. Clark Eckhoff, a local businessman, bought the team in 1998. And he owned it until last year when I purchased it. So it's been around for 20 years.
That must have been, quite an entrepreneurial spirit 20 years ago, the idea of starting a whole new baseball league and starting it from scratch and starting it with four teams.
Yeah, you might say that the founders of the league were visionaries. They had their necks stuck way out. They were entrepreneurs and everything like that. And it's true. I mean, to kind of envision this, you know, becoming what it is right now, the Northwoods League, which really is probably the in terms of fan attendance and marketing dollars, probably the number one collegiate league in the country.
Really?
The Cape Cod League might have better quality in terms of the players. They might have higher level players, but it's not as, they don't have the fans that the Northwoods League draws. So for the founders of the Northwoods League to sort of envision this, was pretty creative.
Liz Kern, you're the general manager of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. The Woodchucks have been around for 20 years. You're heading into your fourth season at Witter Field. What's that like for you?
We're really getting excited about it. As Mark mentioned a little bit before, one of the other great parts of owning or being part of the Northwoods League is the community excitement that you have and the community ownership, and we have that here. We're very blessed to have tremendous community support, and our fans really step up and, this is their team, and they come up, they represent it, and they're here, and they're following us, and they're passionate about it, and that's really exciting to be part of that. The first year was one I'll never forget. Each year has been very memorable ever since, but being able to start a franchise from the beginning was really a unique and fun experience, and those that work in the sports industry, I hope many of them can be part of it. It's just so many different things happening at such a quick pace, and getting to meet so many great individuals and continuing to build those relationships and meet new people each year has been something I've really enjoyed.
So you've been with the team since the beginning 4 years ago. What did you do before that?
I was with the Madison Mallards, actually, which is also in our South Division and in the Northwoods League. I started there full-time in 2007, but I had been working with the club part-time since 2004. So.
And let me see here. I'm looking at my notes right now. You've got two owners, Vern Stenman and Steve Schmidt. Did they come out of the Mallards organization as well?
Yeah, that's correct. Steve Schmidt actually is the sole owner of the Madison Mallards. He also owns the Shoebox, which is the Midwest largest shoe store, as well as Rookie's Bar and Grill down in Mazomanie, Wisconsin. And he decided to purchase the Madison Mallards in 2001, and he's been the sole owner there since they've been around. And Vern Stenman actually started in the Northwoods League in the North Division with the St. Cloud Riverbats. He started there in 97, took the 2000 season off, and then was given the opportunity to work with the franchise down in Madison in 2001, and he's been working with Steve since then. Collectively, they came together in 2010 and decided to purchase the team here in Wisconsin Rapids. And You know, it's great. Vern brings a lot of Northwoods League experience to it. He is still based out of Madison and is the president of the Mallards, so he's still heavily involved there as well. But this is the first team he's gotten the opportunity to own and be part of, and it's great. Being able to put those two energies and those two levels together has been a lot of fun.
Liz, how did they decide to put a team in Wisconsin Rapids? What's the process that they went through?
A lot of credit goes to the city of Wisconsin Rapids. They were very active in looking into it, putting their name out there. They knew they had a great facility, and they're correct. They do. Winterfield is a very special place, and we're lucky. We're blessed with a lot of space here. So they kind of, the city kind of took the dialogue, got that going. The Sports Commission, particularly on behalf of the city of Wisconsin Rapids, communicated with the Northwoods League, and in 2010, when the Wilmer Stingers came in, it put the league in a position where they were at an uneven number of teams, and it was a matter of where we could come up with. And Vern and Steve had been talking about doing a second team here for a while, and it kind of worked out being a place that's about 100 miles away, someplace they could get to, and not have to spend an entire day in the car to get up there. And I think the saying is that the stars aligned, everything worked out from the city standpoint, everything worked out with the league, and it worked out with the owners. And that's really how Wisconsin Rapids came about, and it came about quickly.
Is it unusual in baseball to have a woman in a management position? Do you ever feel outnumbered in the front office?
I don't know. The guys in the league are great to work with, and they just treat me like one of the guys. So, sure. I mean, when we're out at our annual meetings, I'm maybe one of three girls and 60 guys, but I've been around the league now for so long that it's it doesn't really bother me. I grew up with three brothers too, so.
And we understand that the team just extended its contract with the city of Wisconsin Rapids for another 8 years, so you're going to be around for a while.
That is correct. We were very excited to do that and have a great working relationship with the city, and very happy to be part of this community for a long time.
Well, what's new for Winterfield this year? What's on tap?
Actually, we've added the Element Mobile Rat Trap, which is a deck.
The what?
Located,
you have a rat trap?
The Element Mobile Rat Trap, and that is a deck that we created down the third baseline. It is elevated up 10 feet in the air, and it's a new seating area for groups, and we will be holding some individual nights there as well.
Well, you've got a river rat as a team mascot, correct?
That's correct, yeah. We did a community name the team vote back in 2010 when we started, and the top three names were Rafters, River Rats, and Boggers, Boggers being part of the cranberry industry, which is very popular around Wisconsin Rapids. We were able to incorporate all three of those into our logo. We are the Rafters, and we have a rat on a raft as our main logo, and our main color is cranberry red, so that's all come together well, and we do have a river rat for our mascot, so it was a nice addition.
Would be,
to tie it all together.
Roscoe P. Rafter?
That's correct.
There you go. And we understand you've got a new scoreboard.
That is correct, yes. That's been a very nice addition as well. The former scoreboard had put in about 29 years of use, so we're thankful to have the City of Wisconsin Rapids and Park and Rec Commission work on installing that for this year. It's not only a benefit for us, but for all the other users, both Lincoln High School, Assumption High School play here, as well as the American Legion, Rangers, and Ramblers. So it'll be well used throughout the summer, and we're excited. We actually have a couple high school games going on tonight.
And how long has Winterfield been around?
Winterfield dates back to 1890 when...
Wow.
Yeah, it was actually an open field that was used for a circus. And they had the county fair here, and then in turn it was donated to the city by the Witter family. And they were pretty integral in the paper industry early on, wanted to donate a portion of the land for a school and an athletic facility. And there was an old wooden bleacher stadium that was set up in the early part of the 1900s, and in the 1940s, at the time, there was the D-League for the Chicago White Sox, played here, the Wisconsin Rapids White Sox. They actually they hosted the Chicago White Sox. The team themselves came up to Wisconsin Rapids. I believe it was 1948 when they came up, and they played here at Winterfield, which was pretty exciting.
Well, if I know my Chicago history, the White Sox probably weren't much better than the team that was playing in Wisconsin Rapids at the time.
You know, I do not know what the outcome of that game was. I'm sure it would have been interesting to see, but it was cool. We have some Raptors fans that were in attendance at that game. They said that was a pretty unique experience for everyone to have. And shortly after that, they built the new Steel Stadium that took from 1949 to 1951 to get that erected and put up. And it's been the facility that we've been using ever since. And we had the Minnesota Twins were here from 1963 to 1983. So that was their single A club at the time. And great guys like Ken Herbeck, Gary Gaetti, Mo Hill came through that system. And so there's a lot of baseball history here in Wisconsin Rapids, in particular to Witterfield. So it's great to be part of that history and write our own chapter as well.
Mark McDonald, Athletic Park is also an historic place. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, it has been, again, into the 1800s. I don't think anybody really knows when the first baseball game was played there. We have pictures of the field in the early 1900s with you know, horse-drawn carriages and Model T automobiles pulled up to the side of the field and kids in knickers running around, and it's pretty interesting history there. But the actual walls, which are the historic part of it, that are were built with in the Depression. It was a WPA project.
You've got those massive stone walls. The one that I always see is the one on the south side of the ballpark as you walk in toward the, you know, toward the concession stands after parking in the neighborhood. And impressive structure, just an impressive structure.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, I think the thing that's different about Athletic Park, unlike, and I'll say the opposite of what Liz just said, is that we are not blessed with a lot of space. It's cozy. It's cozy, which could be called claustrophobic, but so we are not blessed with a lot of space.
Well, it's an urban ballpark, yeah. And it's been compared by a lot of people to Wrigley Field in that respect. There's a neighborhood that nestles right up against the ballpark walls.
Yeah, and it's interesting that we're undergoing a renovation at the same time that Wrigley Field's undergoing a renovation. And it's interesting that their approach to it is somewhat similar to our approach in that in Wrigley, in Chicago, they're actually putting a lot of money or investment into the neighborhood around the stadium because much like our neighborhood, it's been on hard times and can use a shot in the arm. And so it's a very similar approach.
Well, Mark, I want you to hold that thought. I want to get into that in depth, but I've got to take a break right now. And when we come back, Mark McDonald of the Wisconsin Woodchucks will be talking about this very ambitious and very impressive renovation, which is in the works. It's going to go through for historic Athletic Park. They're going to remake the ballpark and retain its historic nature. And also Liz Kern, general manager of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. The only people missing in this program so far are you, dear listeners. 1-800-780-9742. 1-800-780-9742. If you love the Northwoods League, if you love baseball, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Wisconsin Public Radio's Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Support for WPR comes from Rely Local Wausau, building the local economy and strengthening the community by making local business everybody's business. More about locally owned and operated businesses at relylocal.com.
Well, we're talking baseball, but we do have a frost advisory in effect for central Wisconsin and a freeze warning tonight for the North Woods. Clear and cold, widespread frost after midnight, a low of 32 in central Wisconsin, down to 26 if you're up north. Friday, sunny with a high of 66, becoming mostly cloudy at night with a low of 42. Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 66 and a low of 42. Sunday, partly sunny and cool with a high of 62 and a low of 48. Memorial Day, Monday, partly sunny, a chance of rain at night with a high of 68 degrees. We've got sunny skies all across north central Wisconsin, 48 degrees right now in Land O'Lakes, 50 in Eagle River, 51 in Rhinelander, 52 in Woodruff, 54 in Tomahawk and Antigo, 55 in Merrill, 57 in Medford and Mosinee, 58 in Stevens Point, 63 in Wapaka, 62 in Wisconsin Rapids, 59 degrees in Marshfield, and outside our studio in Wausau. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We've got Mark McDonald, the president and owner of the Wisconsin Woodchucks, and Liz Kern, general manager of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We're talking Northwoods League baseball, and we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-780-9742. Let's go to the phones. We have Dan and his 8-year-old son in Wisconsin Rapids. Dan, you're on the radio.
Hi there. Thanks for taking the call. I grew up essentially across the street from Witterfield in Rapids, and so grew up going to the Twins games and was just absolutely thrilled when the Rafters and the Northwoods League came to town. And I could go on and on about it, but echoing many of the things that Liz has already said, and by the way, Liz does a wonderful job for the organization. Witterfield is a fantastic facility, a beautiful old grandstand, and it's just been a real boon to the town, and I think the town supports it. I think the attendance is fantastic, and it's just fun to watch these student athletes out there in the summer playing the game the way they do. And then one last thing that I would say is Mohill, the great Wisconsin Rapids twin player, throughout the first ball at the inaugural season. And that would be something, an interview with Mohill might be something that Wisconsin Public Radio might want to do, because he's one of the greatest players in the history of Wisconsin baseball. And then my son Teal wanted to say something.
Well, the games are really fun, and after you get to go to the look for the foul balls, and you get to watching the opening inning is really fun.
Hey, Teal, do you love baseball?
Yes.
Now, do you like games with a lot of home runs, or do you like pitching duels more?
Pitching duels.
Pitching duels. That's a real baseball fan. Teal, does baseball make you feel closer to your dad when you go to games, when you play catch with him?
Yeah.
That's a pretty universal memory for kids growing up in America. You looking forward to the season coming up?
Yeah.
What's your favorite major league team?
I like the Tigers and the Brewers.
You like the Tigers and the Brewers, a couple of good Midwest teams. Tigers have a long history, and they've got a pretty good baseball team. In fact, both of them do this year, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, Teal, thanks so much, and thank your dad for me. And, boy, you can't beat fun at the old ballpark. Liz Kern, you're getting a vote of confidence from Dan and his 8-year-old son, Teal. Mark McDonald, this is a pretty... typical. This is what baseball is all about.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a great father-son type activity, and I know that my boys and myself have really bonded over baseball over the years.
And Teal mentioned shagging foul balls outside of Witterfield, and that's something people in the Athletic Park neighborhood also have an opportunity to do in Wausau.
Yeah, it's a little more difficult in the Athletic Park neighborhood because we're right on the streets, and so we don't encourage the kids to really run after foul balls in the streets. They do, but it's not really, we wish they wouldn't.
And we were talking about the historic ballpark, Athletic Park, which goes back to at least the turn of the last century, if not before that. And you've got some ambitious plans. Why don't you just lay them out here? Because there's so many that I don't even know where to start asking you questions about them.
Yeah, it's a beautiful ballpark. It's historic, and you know, if you come out there this year, you're going to notice that we've kind of worked the whole infield, so it's all new grass, and so it's going to be really nice, and it's going to be a much better playing surface for the players. But yeah, in terms of the fan experience, you know, the one thing that we noticed is that it's not a very comfortable place to go watch a game. All of our seats are pretty much bench seating, which for the older fan is not a comfortable place to sit. I know even myself, I can't sit on a bench for 2 hours. I just really can't sit for that long. And so the plan is to, the grandstand was already in need of, serious repairs. The roof leaks terribly, and it just needs a lot of work. And so the plan is for us to kind of, you know, knock down the current grandstand and build a modern one. It's a really challenging project because what we're doing is we're building a new ballpark inside of an old ballpark. It's inside the walls. At the same time, trying to maintain the historic symmetry between the two. And, you know, we found as we've gone deeper into the project that, you know, back in the Depression when they built those walls, they aren't exactly plumb. They don't go in, and they're not level, and they're not actually where they were advertised to be either too. So, but it's going well. The Samuels Group is on the architect and the construction company on the project, and they're doing great work. And
so we've got a new grandstand. What else is going to
okay?
Go
so
in?
The grandstand is going to have roughly 300 seats. That will have backs on them, in a lower concourse. On top of that concourse will be a drink rail that will hold 30 people, and the press box is actually going to be on that concourse. Then up on top, there's going to be the luxury suites, which we now have, are going to be moved to the top level, and they will hold roughly around 50 people in three different suites.
Pretty impressive.
It's going to be nice. I mean, we're working hard on it. It's a tough project, but we'll get it done. Yeah.
How much is this going to cost?
A lot. the estimates are right around $2.7 million.
And who's going to pay for it? Are the taxpayers on the hook for
this? No, the taxpayers aren't on the hook for that now. That's the woodchucks. The woodchucks are paying for that, which means that I'm paying for that. But there's actually two projects involved here, and to kind of go back to something I said earlier, and that we were not blessed with a lot of space. What we're going to do is also our desire to kind of see the neighborhood get revitalized and to improve. We purchased, actually myself and my family did, two houses right adjacent to the park. These were two of the houses that would probably fall under the blight category, which we read about here in
right.
Wausau. They were in terrible, shape, basically unlivable.
And you've torn them down.
Well, we haven't torn them down. I donated those two houses along with $20,000 to the city of Wausau. And now this is their project. Their project is they are going to build a neighborhood park directly adjacent to Athletic Park. And so now, with the abandonment of Fifth Street and those two lots, it becomes a very significant park for the neighborhood that will be theirs. They'll have playground equipment.
What do you mean by the abandonment of Fifth Street?
There's a street that runs just east of Athletic Park. It's Fifth Street between Wausau Avenue and Union.
Right.
That was bordered on the other side of that were the two lots of houses, and so they're going to turn that street into a park. That's what's they're abandoning the street, and they're going to let it become a park.
So this is going to be a bigger park than just
two city lots. Yes, it's going to be much bigger.
When is all this going to happen?
They're already knocking down the houses, but the real construction is not scheduled to begin until after the season is over. We have a season coming up next Wednesday, as you mentioned, and we've got to get through that. So whenever our season ends, we hope it ends later rather than sooner, and then we make the playoffs and we go all the way. They'll start, knocking down the houses, and the city's project will begin at that time, too.
There was a lot of talk several years ago of maybe moving the woodchucks out of that neighborhood and moving them out in the country somewhere where they could have more room to build a new stadium. You've chosen not to do that.
The city of Wausau doesn't want us to leave, and they've been very good, partners for us. We just signed a 20-year lease ourselves with nice terms, favorable terms. And they've been very, supportive of this project. We don't want to move from Athletic Park because it would have a negative impact on that neighborhood and probably the whole city of Wausau. It wouldn't be a good thing to do.
It would have a negative impact on the joy of going into an historic 100-year-old ballpark and seeing a team play, because that's what baseball is. It's history. It's the attachment of a team to the community.
Yeah.
And Liz Kern, you've got the same thing going on in Wisconsin Rapids.
That's correct. I mean, there's, as we mentioned a little bit before, a ton of history here at Wooder Field, not only dating back to when the White Sox were here, the Twins, a lot of strong American Legion. They've won 3 state championships here throughout the course of the years, one dating back to the 1930s, one 1988, one 1995. So I agree, and that's one of my favorite things about the history, and I was really excited to hear about all the improvements that they were doing in Wausau. I mean, it's exciting to see that stuff happening throughout the league, but it's even more so exciting to see it stay within a historic ballpark. Like you mentioned, that's a big part of it. I've personally tried to get out and go to as many major league and minor league games as I can, and the ballparks are great, but one of my favorites is Wrigley Field and Fenway Park. There's just something to it, that the old historic ballpark, they're not the nicest, cleanest. There's some pretty cool new ballparks out there, but there's that history that goes with it that is a lot of fun. I mean,
well, you know, baseball. As a kid growing up in Chicago, I still remember the first time I went to Wrigley Field, and I remember being in this dark, cavernous space and then walking up those stairways, and suddenly it's like you're in paradise. You know, the sky is blue, the grass is green, there's ivy on the walls. It's something that sticks with you.
That's correct. I absolutely agree. And the things that you can share is Mark mentioned having that relationship with his sons over baseball, my dad, my grandfather. Those are things that it just is a common bond and gives you something to talk about. And it's something that you see all across the board. One of the most exciting things to me is to have the fans come into the ballpark and to be able to see those three, sometimes four generations of families being able to enjoy the game and have that all together. So it's just a great part of it. And baseball is loved by so many people. And it's a game that a lot of people understand and they enjoy watching. And it moves at a pace that everyone can keep up with.
Liz Kern of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and Mark McDonald of the Wisconsin Woodchucks. 1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to join the conversation. We're talking baseball on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Who's on first? Yeah. Who's on first? Who? The guy on first. Who? The guy playing first base. Who? The guy on first. Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you.
You ain't telling me nothing. I'm asking you who's on first.
That's it.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first base.
That's his name.
That's whose name?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me?
I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We're talking baseball, specifically Northwoods League baseball, with Liz Kern of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, and here in our studio, Mark McDonald, the owner and president of the Wisconsin Woodchucks. You know, one of the nice things, I guess some of the nice things about going to a Northwoods League game are that it's easy to get to, it's inexpensive, you don't have to spend $200 for a day at the ballpark with your family. You get really close to the action, and Mark, the players seem to be playing for the love of the game and not for money.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's one of the nice things is that, after the game, the kids can go out onto the field and get autographs from the players and run the bases and you do feel closer to the action. I mean, we are much closer to the action now than you ever would be in a major league stadium.
And how much are tickets?
$6. I mean, some nights which are sponsored by some of the big corporate sponsors of the team.
A lot of people get in for free.
You can find tickets in town here, but when one of our sponsors buys tickets.
Well, I'm going to go to the phones right now. We have one caller on the line, and we're having some problems with our computer, but I'm going to take you on the air. Caller, tell me who you are and where you're calling from. What's your first name?
Mark.
And, Mark, where are you calling from?
Well, and calling from south of Rapids, but I'm from the Green Bay area, but I have a lake home down here, and I just caught the broadcast as I was driving down here.
So what do you like about baseball?
A lot. Our family spent a lot of time, two boys and I, and their mother. We toured a lot of ballparks. We're obviously big Brewers fans, and my youngest son has he's probably not be too happy if he heard me on the phone telling this, but he has a pretty fond memory of Athletic Park. He's 34 years old, and my wife and I used to always kid about the story. He played his high school team in Green Bay always played a doubleheader with one of the Wausau teams all the 4 years that he played in high school. And when he was a freshman, they were on the bus ride over to Wausau, and obviously he had played some JV ball and freshman ball, but you know, he didn't think he'd be playing any varsity ball, and he got over to Wausau, and the coach said, you know, Diedrich, stay on the bus, you're coming with the varsity. And then when he got home, he told us about it, but the big thing about it was he was just so awed, and he got the pitch for the varsity for this first time, and it was at the Athletic Field, and we had been to Wrigley Field, and so he wrote a paper in English the following week saying how awed he was to get on the mound and turn around and see the wall and kind of, associated it with Wrigley, and he said, well, just the whole paper and the feeling he had, and then the most embarrassing part about it was it just made him so nervous he actually got kind of sick to his stomach. But he talked about it. We read the paper, and we still kind of kid him about it to this day.
Well, I imagine a lot of even big league ball players still get butterflies when they get up and have to pitch in a big game. Mark McDonald, why don't you weigh in on the story Mark just told?
That's cute. I mean, I think that's sounds really neat. It is, historic. I mean, to think that he's playing on the same field as players such as Omar Vizquel and Harold Reynolds and, some of the other greats that we've been through there, Ben Zobrist. I mean, there's just, it's probably pretty inspiring for him. So.
Mark, thanks so much for the phone call. You have something else you'd like to add?
Well, I guess I kind of want to dedicate this to my wife. She passed away 2 years ago, but she was always the good sport in the family. We used to take, obviously we were Brewers fans. I can't name all the things we've been to, County Stadium and Miller Park. But we had friends out east, and she used to call them our Iron City Tours. We'd take off from Green Bay. We'd go to Chicago, either catch a White Sox or Wrigley. Then we'd go on to Detroit. Then we'd go on to Cleveland. Then we'd go on to Pittsburgh. We'd eventually end up in Philadelphia, and then we'd maybe go up to Yankee Stadium from there. So that was what she called. Well, she had two names for it. She called it her Crime City Tours or her Iron City Tours.
Mark, thanks so much for sharing that story, and it sounds like the two of you had a wonderful life together.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Liz, I'd like you to weigh in on Mark's story.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly why we do what we do, and that's exactly why it's something I hope to be able to do for a long time. And I think we provide those opportunities. As Mark said, it's so nice to see these college athletes coming out and getting this opportunity and really working to better themselves and go from there. But, we're here. Some of these guys are going to go on. Several of them are going to go on and play some kind of professional ball. There's 100 former Northwoods leaguers that are playing professional baseball in major leagues right now. But some of these guys won't. This is going to be the highlight of their careers. And if we can be able to make that happen and make that one experience where it's butterflies in the stomach type experience for them, that's something that we want to be able to do. We want to make that a lasting experience for it. And there's some of our players that say this is the best summer that they've ever had. Several of them have made community friends, specifically their host families that they stay in touch with. We were just talking to one who was driving down to the Michigan area to go and watch their former host player or player that they hosted get married, and to build those kind of relationships and to provide those experience and to make it things that the players and community members will remember is a great part.
Mark McDonald, these players really do become a part of the community. They stay with host families.
Yeah,
the summer. Talk about that.
Well, and that is, you know, one of the most important aspects of the way these Northwoods League teams work. And you know, we couldn't do what we do without host families. And I cannot say enough about these people. They're just wonderful people that love to take in young men and nurture them and just enjoy their company. And they do. They do, you know, develop lifelong friendships. Some of the players go on to major leagues. Some go on to become accountants or lawyers. We have a ball player that actually is an actor. His name is Lance Broadway, and he just starred in the major motion picture Olympus Has Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's you know, they're not just going to be Major League Baseball players, but I would really encourage anybody out there who loves baseball or who have kids that love baseball to consider the host family thing. I mean, it's like having an exchange student with a lot less work. They're not really as labor intensive as an exchange student can be. And then you get to, you know, get to go to the games, you get to spend time around the ball players, and, you know, it's really a great experience.
And there's always that off chance that the young man that you put up for the summer ends up becoming a big major league star, and you can say, you remember when.
You probably can get some free tickets if you go, if they happen to be traveling through New Miller Park, and you, and so, yes.
1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to join the conversation. That's 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Moberg. We're talking baseball with Liz Kern of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and Mark McDonald of the Wisconsin Woodchucks. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you for listening to Wisconsin Public Radio and for making it an important part of your day. Information on all of our programming is available online at WPR.org or by calling 800-747-7444.
We do have a frost advisory in effect for central Wisconsin and a freeze warning for the Northwoods tonight, and clear skies outside, but widespread frost after midnight, a low of 32 if you're in central Wisconsin, down to 26 in the far north. Sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 66. Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 66. Sunday, partly sunny and cool, a high of 62. And on Memorial Day, partly sunny, a chance of rain at night with a high of 68. Sunny skies across north central Wisconsin right now. Our coldest temperature in the region, 48 degrees in Land Lakes. We have 62 right now in Wisconsin Rapids and 59 outside our studio in Wausau. We also have Liz Kern of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and Mark McDonald of the Wisconsin Woodchucks, which play in beautiful Athletic Park in Wausau. And we've got time for your phone calls, 1-800-780-9742. We may be able to squeeze another call or two in, 1-800-780-9742. Let's talk about the players. Who are you excited about this year, Mark?
We've got lots of, on paper, the roster looks really strong, and so it'll be interesting to see how they perform on the field. The couple of players that stand out for, well, one of the players that stands out for us probably most of all is Jake Jeffries, whose father was Greg Jeffries, a Major League Baseball player for many, many years. But we do have, several other really strong players from Cal State Fullerton, which is one of the schools that we've had mm-hmm. a lot of great relationship with over the year. Austin Deemer, he's interesting because he's between his sophomore and junior year, and I think he's pretty much finished with college, and he's probably never got a B. So he's extreme,
really?
And I understand he's a great person too. So, and so there's several other, really strong players, and we're excited.
Liz Kern, who are you excited about this year?
Yeah, we're very excited about the roster that we've put together for this year, and one of the people that is just you know, I'm personally excited about is JP Fire. He's the WEAC pitcher of the year for UW Stevens Point. He came on late season for us last year and showed that he was really dedicated and had a large skill set, and we were really happy to see him go on and have a strong year for UWSP, and we wish them a lot of luck this upcoming weekend here as they head over for their tournament, and excited to have him on, but also very excited to have a few folks from Texas and Texas A&M. Those are universities that we haven't but I had the opportunity to get players from in the past, so looking forward to having them.
Well, there you go. I mean, no matter whether they win or lose, you can't beat fun at the old ballpark. But it looks like you both got really impressive rosters heading into this season. Where do you get the umpires from, Mark?
The umpires is a league. They're responsible. The league is responsible for that, and they provide them for the for all of our games. But they come from, believe it or not, the large umpire schools. And I like to say that pretty much everybody involved in the Northwoods League is sort of, you know, learning. The players are all kind of developing and learning to be stronger players and hoping to move on to the next level. A lot of our coaches come from, you know, Division III or Division I or junior college schools, and they're looking, most of them are assistant coaches, and this is really their first head coach opportunities, and they're looking to land a bigger and better job. And the umpires are there too. They are, from the schools, and during the course of a season, a couple of them will get called up into the minors and land a job in the minors. So everybody's kind of learning and growing and developing. And of course, a lot of our staff is interns, summer interns from colleges that are interested in sports business, and they're hoping to land a bigger job somewhere too.
Who are your team announcers? Liz, we'll start with you.
Our PA announcer is Van Patrick Goetz, and our radio broadcaster is Aaron Berlin. Aaron Berlin is actually currently the play-by-play broadcaster for Kansas University, their baseball team. He spent last summer with the Tampa Bay Rays, so we're excited to have him on. And Van Patrick has been our PA announcer this is his second year now. We're excited to have him back.
Mark?
Public address announcer is Keith Kupisiak. He's been with us for many, many years, and he's a full-time employee and great guy.
He has a lot of fun with the sound effects between innings, too.
Yeah. He does a good job. And then our radio announcer is Jim Saunas. He's graduating right now from Northwestern, in broadcasting, and he's called the games. This will be his third season calling the games for us. Of course, when we're in town here, Tom King, is also involved, the local radio personality.
No, Tom's a big baseball guy. He coaches Little League. I mean,
he coaches American Legion, actually.
American Legion.
So he coaches, right. He coaches, 18 and 19 year old players, that will.
Tom, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. I'm going to run into him, and he's going to hear about this. You schedule a lot of fun events between innings, too. You know, sumo wrestling, ketchup and mustard races, frisbee tosses, things like that. Keeps the kids and the fans in the game.
Yeah, and I'm sure Liz can talk about this, too, because they do a lot of fun things down there. There's a show, and then there's a show. The show, of course, being the baseball game, and then there's the show between innings. And I'll have to admit that a lot of our fans come to the game for the show between innings more than they do the show during the game. And they're not really baseball fans. They're there for all the entertainment. And so, ketchup and mustard races. We've got a couple of new ones this year. We're going to bring out a Jamaican bobsled team because we have Jamaica Tourism Board is going to be one of our sponsors. We're going to have ribbon dancing. So if you can imagine 40-year-old men with beer bellies who may have had a little bit too much to drink out there dancing with ribbons, that could be fun too. And then we've got these new things called horses, and they're like bouncy things, and they look really hard to ride. And so, it could be fun.
Let's talk about the team mascots. How do you audition people to play Woody Woodchuck or Roscoe P. Rafter? Liz Kern?
Yeah, we actually held an audition back in 2010, and we had a few folks come and put the suit on, and we had a panel of judges, and we had them do things such as perform the YMCA, show that they could run around with size 18-foot mouse feet throughout the grandstand. And we were very lucky to have a couple of very strong candidates, And we had one gentleman that was our mascot for the first 2 years, and then have since he kind of helped us find the next Roscoe P. Raptor, and we've had a lot of luck. We have a lot of talented youth here in the area, and several of them are activating the community theater, and they transfer over very well into a mascot, and so it's been a lot of fun to do that, and to hook up with them.
Liz, you can't be fun at the old ballpark. We are completely out of time.
All right.
Liz Kern, Mark McDonald, thanks so much. Mark McDonald, the owner and president of the Wisconsin Woodchucks, and Liz Kern, the general manager of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Opening day at both Athletic Park and Winter Field is next Wednesday, May 29th. You can find out more about the Woodchucks at www.woodchucks.com. You can find out more about the Rafters at raftersbaseball.com. Next week on Route 51, the impact of frack mining on the environment and other species, with Dr. Dale Murray, a professor of philosophy and ethics, who will give a talk on that subject next Thursday following the radio show at the Center for Civic Engagement Theater on the UW Marathon County campus, sponsored by the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. Until next week, we're heading out of town.